I have to ask your forgiveness. I have to apologize that for the last 6 weeks, I think, we haven't been saying a shir. I mentioned, I think, by the last shir that we were planning, Yetzer Hashem, to go to Eretz Yisrael. We went there. Baruch Hashem, we were there for the Yontif. We were there a whole month in Eretz Yisrael. And over there, it's just very, very complicated. And I mean, to record a shir. So I didn't. And then we got home. So it's been 2 weeks, Kemat, that we're home. But it took time to get back into a schedule. So, v'itchem ha'selicha, please forgive me. I hope that we can get into a regular schedule again. And this is the right week to start off and really be ma'ayin again. It's Lag BaOmer is coming up. And it's always the same old question, the same old question, the same old question. Like, how can it happen that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were not Neue Kovetz ever there? It just doesn't make sense. 24,000 people, I mean, never mind, if it would have been a minion, it would also have been a Pele. Like, what is going on? Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Akiva. So how does it happen that his Talmidim were Nichshal in such a terrible situation, ad kedei kach, that they had to die? I mean, ma'a pitam. I think I was mentioned before, my Rosh Yeshiva Zeret Zadig Roch of Aaron Kotler, that he said pshat, like, Yochai, if Misa, if you're not Neue Kovetz Eber Zeh, I mean, what, is that a reason to kill so many people? Oh, that's a bad thing, but why should you be Chayiv Misa? So he said that that's not the pshat. It wasn't the pshat in Oynesh. No, the pshat is that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, they were the Messiah. Witness the fact that after the Talmidim died, so there were only the five Talmidim left, and they takestelt avek the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is the Messiah of Torah to Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbeinu Shlalom held or holds that a chesoron in Midas, Chesoron and Midas, that you're not Noah Kovet Zeh Bazeh, the Torah that you are going to be Moser to the Talmidim and to the Doros is going to be tainted. And that's the Pshat. Not the Pshat is that it was an Oynish Yochayiv Misa for not being Noah Kovet Zeh Bazeh. But you're not the right person to be the Rebbe of Doros of learning Torah. That has to go with good Midas, that has to go with sensitivity, that has to go with whatever it has to go. I mean, that's another question, exactly who and what is the ideal Rebbe, who and what is the ideal Mechanech. It's a different story, but the way Rosh Yeshiva Tainet is, he's not the guy who cannot be Mechabed another person. So why was it like that? Gewalt, you have a Rosh Yeshiva like Rabbi Akiva. So why were they not Neue Kovetz Zeh Bazeh? So I've mentioned this a couple of years, and I probably said over the same teretz, and maybe it's sort of growing out of your ears already, but I wanted to deal with a different nekuda today. But what I've said in the past, and what I really believe is probably true, is that Rabbi Akiva had to be Neuheg in certain situations in a way that could have been interpreted as not Neue Kovetz Zeh Bazeh. One is in all the three cases, I think, where the others cried and he laughed. So they asked him, like the Shu'alim by the Kodesh Kodoshim. So the foxen were coming out with the Kodesh Kodoshim. So the question was, so they all started crying and he started laughing. He said, "Why are you laughing?" So he said, "Why are you crying?" And so they said, no, it's because Shu'alim are coming out of the Kodesh Kodoshim. So they said, well, that's a reason really to be happy, because, all right, it's his teretz that if this Nevuah came true, so the other Nevuah of Nechoma will come true. That's the story. But what did he mean? It, every time I learn these Gemaras, I can't understand. Rabbi Akiva, why did you ask, why are you crying? Isn't that a shtach? What do you mean, why they're crying? He didn't know why they were crying. He knew why they were crying. So what's he asking? Why were you crying? Teretz is, he's stuffing them and he's saying, look, yeah, you don't understand why I'm laughing. I can't understand. Why are you crying? Why don't you see the emes? I mean, isn't that being nasty to them? That's one sort of moshel for that. That sometimes Rabbi Akiva felt ke'ilu, and we're going to be talking about that, that he needed to be rough with the people. The other one was when they came in, when Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was on his deathbed, so he came in with the three other Tanoim, and each one of them said the Rabbi Eliezer's praises, right? You're a Rebbe, you're bigger than the rainfall, you're bigger than the sun, you're bigger than Av V'Em. They told him, you had such a great life and such a great influence on us, we're going to miss you so much. That's what they thought was the appropriate thing to say under those circumstances. And Rabbi Akiva said, Chavivin Yisurin. And Rabbi Eliezer didn't even listen to them. He didn't react in any way to their praises. But when Rabbi Akiva said, Chavivin Yisurin, right away he tells the nurse, please lift me up, I want to get to the bottom of this. He says, Akiva Minolocho, how do you know that Chavivin Yisurin? He took Rabbi Akiva seriously. So I asked at the time, I've said it over maybe in a couple of shiurim, yeah, couldn't he have softened the blow? I mean, he's telling the other three, you guys are not, you don't really know what you're saying. That's not what's needed at this moment. What's needed at the moment is Chavivin Yisurin, that the chance to do tshuva, the chance to be to use the last moments of life in a positive way. That is what you have to tell him at this point. So I asked, like, couldn't he have said something nicer? Couldn't he have said, all right, you say he's better than rain, you say he's better than the sun, you say he's better than Avraham, and I'll say he's better than this or that or the other, right? You could find other Mesholim. And then you could have added, oh, and by the way, Chavivin Yisurim. Why didn't he do that? So Mistam the Teretzis, there wasn't time. The man was dying. And every single minute he would be able to use in a positive way if he knows that Chavivin Yisurim. These are things which I said in the past years. But I want to understand. I want to understand, like, where did Rabbi Akiva hold in V'ahavta l'reyecha kamecha? In other words, didn't he realize that it would be hurtful? It's hurtful to ask, why are you crying? It's hurtful to ignore them completely and say, look, and by implication, that the derech which they chose was absolutely useless and like, you know, you're way off the mark. What's going on over here? And there I wanted to share with you today a little bit this issue of midas. Like, it's very interesting. You see, and there are lots of chazals which see that these malachei hashores kviyochel, the tanoim, the amayroim, who were tzaddikim, gemurim, and they were very, very great people. And relative to their good midas, there seem to have been different mahalchem. And that's a very, very, in my view, a very important thing to think about. The springboard to think about that is that the Mishnah in Saita, the Mishnah says that Mishumeis Rebbe Botlo Anova, that Rebbe was the inverson par excellence. He was the Onov. And when Rebbe died, Anova died with him. And this is said in the Mishnah. So then Rabbi Yosef comes along and says, no, you shouldn't learn that in the Mishnah. Why? No, I'm around. How can you say that Anova died with him? I'm an Onov. So what are you saying so you have a problem with that Gemara. Because, I mean, so is he telling a lie? Mislam is not telling a lie. It's an Amora. So why should he tell a lie? So he's not telling a lie. So it's not true that Mesa Anova. No, so take it out of the Mishnah. I mean, here you have an aide, Neman, who says that Anova did not die with Rebbe. So why do you keep it in the Mishnah? Well, it doesn't say that Chazal Bach or something like that, he didn't die with Rebbe. So he did die with Rebbe. If he died with Rebbe, so then what are you saying that the Ikano, that I'm around? So, and there are a lot of Gemaras, I think, which sort of have a bearing on this issue. And this is taka an issue which concerns us also. Us meaning Elche, we try to be Elche Yidden and Bnei Torah and Gute Yidden. And so how do we relate to the Middos? I mean, we obviously can't put ourselves even within waving distance of the Tanoim and the Amoraim, but how self-conscious ought we to be about the good Middos which we try to foster in ourselves? So since we're talking about Anova over here as the Moshel, I thought to try and research a little bit about Anova. First of all, by Rabbi Akiva himself. What was Rabbi Akiva's attitude towards that? Did he have an attitude towards that? Let's see. Let's see what we can find. First of all, I'd like to find a good definition of anova. What exactly is anova? Modesty. So there's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says like this, in Sanhedrin, Yud Tes Amud Beis. So Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, Toikfoy shel Yosef, an vesonusoy shel Boyos. Toikfoy shel Boyos, an vesonusoy shel Palti ben Laish. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? So Toikfoy is Dover Godol shel Yosef, Kedover Koton shel Boyos. Toikev, Dover Godol, v'chomer, v'yesh lo shem. Anova, Dover she'ein lo shem, she'odem oysel v'fitumay. A new type of Anova. Anova is not modesty. And b'chlag, we have to know that these l'shoinos can be used in many, many different ways. In every language it is like that. That the same word can be used in different ways and in different senses. So we would be wrong to say that every time that we have anova coming up anywhere in any context, that it means that an anova is a dover koton she'odam oisel v'fitumay, and the opposite of anova is a dover godol, that what again? Dover godol v'chomu v'yesh lo shem. I'll call upon him. What was the Gemara saying over there? Gemara was saying like this. We have three Yidden, all of whom did a good thing. Yosef did a good thing by not giving in to the Eshes Potiphar. Boyos did a good thing that when Ruth was lying at his feet when she came to him, so he could have had some kind of Yetzirah to touch her and whatever the issues were there, and he didn't do it. So relative to Boyos, what Yosef did was a small thing. Yeah? It's Toikfei Shel Yosef. That thing which was, like we give it an enormous Mishaberach, wow, he was such a tzaddik that he turned down the word I'm thinking of. Yeah, what Eshes Potiphar tried to persuade him to be Mizana with her, and he didn't listen. Wow, that's a big thing. Right, so it's Toikfei Shel Yosef, but Boyos, it's an Vinsonusa, it's a Kleinigkeit. You weren't lying in the bed with her. I was lying in the bed with Ruth, and I didn't touch her. So therefore, what's by you Toikev is by me Anova, and Toikfei Shel Boyos in the Sonusa Shel Palti Ben Laish. He was married to later by Shaul, who was David's wife, the whole big issue over there. But for many years, I think, he lay in the same bed with her and didn't touch her because he held that she was Mu'uris to David HaMelech. So So the toikfei of Boaz, which Boaz rightfully, I guess, could have made a big deal out of, of a relative to Palti ben Laish, it was anvasonus. So what is anova? So anova is a kleinigkeit. What does Rashi say? Rashi uses the loshen. Toikfei shidoz anvasonus. Rashi says dovah she'ein lo shame. She'odam oisel lefi tumay. That's a magid gezach. In other words, that there is such a thing which has a shame. You feel that you want to tell people about that. You know what a great guy I am? I did this and this and this and this. And wow, you really have to admire me. Mashenken, if you had breakfast this morning, you're going to go to somebody and say, oh, you know how great I am. I had breakfast this morning. I mean, it's not such a crisis. You got up in time and you dab and then you had breakfast. No big deal. You don't have to tell people about that. Yeah? It's not something which you broadcast. In other words, there are actions which you feel that you ought to broadcast them. And then there are actions which you don't have to broadcast. So, in other words, Palti ben Laish, if he wanted to tell about heroism, he would have told about his own experience. But to tell about Boaz, that for a couple of hours he had this ruse lying there and he didn't do anything, that's a kleinigkeit. You don't even have to talk about that. And the Retnoch Yosef, he wasn't even in the same bed. Ma'apetam. Right? So that's called anova. Anova is something, he looks upon the things that he did, that ka'odam oisele fitumai. It doesn't register. It's not the kind of thing you'd remember. You're going to remember that you put on your socks this morning. You get up from bed and you put on your socks. It's nishke kreisig, it's a kleinigkeit. So that is what anova is. And I guess that why is that anova? We know anova as modesty. Here we're saying that there's a certain upshatzing, like how worthy of note is this action? What's that going to do with anova? Oh, because if, you know, you're the kind of person who is oisele fitumai, you take it as a natural thing, so then you don't boast about it, and you don't feel that you ought to be rewarded. There's a Gemara which says that the gimel anovim. There were three modest people. One of them was Avilozov of Shimon, they made fun of his son of Rav Yehuda Hanossi. I forgot what the Gemara is. That somebody else made fun of him. So he went to his father, and his father, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, they're making fun of me. So that's not nice. So he said, look, I'm getting my names mixed up. Let's see over here. All right. I can't find it anyway. So he said to Rabbi Yehuda Nossi, it's okay for him to make fun of you because he's an Ari ben Ari and you're an Ari ben Shual. In other words, he said about himself that he's only a Shual. So he was one of the people who was an Ornav, and the other one was that the Bnei Beseirah, that they resigned their leadership of Klal Yisrael when Hillel came, And Yonis ben Shaul, that he was willing to get out of the kingship and let the David HaMelech take over. So what was in these latter two, what was their anova? The anova was, Shodom Oysa Lefituma. Yeah, they were the leaders. So what does it mean that they did it Lefituma? That they did it Lefituma means that they didn't make a fuss about it. Yeah, okay, we have certain good qualities, and we made very nice leaders. Yeah, the Seva led the people till Hillel came along. Yonis ben Shaul could have been a very good king. Yeah, but doesn't mean to say that David can't do it. It doesn't mean to say that the Hillel can't do it. So you don't make an issue out of it. That's the Pshat She'odam Oiseh Lefitumai, that Anova is a state in which you do not attach any great chashivas to a certain middah which somebody else might have made a fuss about. But if you're an onav, it's a dover koton she'en l'shem, she'odam oiseh lefi tumai. And lefi tumai, for example, if you are the leader and now you see a bigger leader coming along and probably a better leader than you, so you bow out. What's the big deal? That is what we're talking about, anova. What is anova? What is this middah of anova? The middah of anova is not to make a fuss, to know not to make a fuss about things which they should come naturally. They shouldn't come as something to make a big issue out of. The emphasis is that Rabbi Akiva, the Gabbai the din of Vahavta l'Reyecho Kamoicho, very, very interesting, the Medrash in Bereshis. Like you have to understand like what the Medrash is saying. That's in Perichov Dalet, in the Medrash Rabbah, in Bereshis Rabbah, and all the way at the end. So, Ben Azai Oime, Ze Sefer Toldos Odom, Ze Klal Godol Batoira. There's a Klal Godol Batoira, and that is Ze Sefer Toldos Odom. Now, that is an extremely interesting chazal, but it's not nageya to this particular shir, so let's leave that aside. And Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbi Akiva Oime, V'ohavto l'reyacho komoicho, Ze Klal Godol Batoira. He says, like, I understand that you say that Ze Sefer Toldos Odom is a Klal Godol. I'm telling you that the Klal Godol, V'havtu L'Reyecho Kamoicho, Ze Klal Godol Batoira. That's a Klal Godol Batoira. Shloi Toime, Hoyel V'nispa Zesi, Yispaze Chaveri Imi. That a person should never say, because I was embarrassed, let my friend also be embarrassed. Hoyel V'niskalalti, because I was cursed, Yiskalel Chaveri Imi. My friend should also be in such a terrible situation. The V'haftel Reha Komoicho says, no, don't say that. Why? Because just like you are upset that this thing happened to you, that you were embarrassed or you were cursed, and therefore you don't like that, so V'haftel Reha Komoicho, so don't impose it on your friend. There is some crooked sense of justice which might tell you in your mind, well, it happened to me, so let it happen to him also. No. Let it not happen to him. Love him as much as you love yourself. You would have been happier if it hadn't happened to you. So leave him in a situation where it doesn't happen to him. And then the end of the Medrash is very, very interesting. Omar Rav Tanchuma, im osiso kein. I don't know who this Rav Tanchuma was, how he related to Rabbi Akiva. Like, was he a Talmud? I wish I knew. I should have looked it up in the Toldos Tanoim v'Amoraim, but I didn't. So Omar Rav Tanchuma, im osiso kein. What's he saying? He's saying, if you don't live with V'haftel L'Reyecho Kamoicho, and if you say, no, I want justice, and if I was embarrassed, I want him to be embarrassed, right? If you say that, please be aware whom you are embarrassing. Da l'mi ato mevaze, b'dmus Elokim oso esoy. State by Odom, that he was created bidmus Elokim. And if he was created bidmus Elokim, you'd better not be mevazeh him. Because you're being mevazek kviyochol the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's really unbelievable. The emes is, it's a Gemara. Where do I have the Gemara? One second. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Nun ches amet beis. Ve'omar Rabbi Chanina, hasoite loyoy shel Yisrael. If you give a patch, if you hit the face, loyoy is a difficult word to translate, but let's not get into that. Ve'omar Rabbi Chanina, hasoite loyoy shel Yisrael. Ki'ilu soite loyoy shel Shechina. Shnema moikesh odom yala kodesh. It's a pasuk in Mishle. That if you hit a person, you're hitting kodesh. You're hitting kviyochol the Rebbeinu Shalom. You can't even say that. Like, what is it saying? So the pshat is over here like this. That it's going back to the Gemaras where the Gemara says that when Rav Banoi was going around. And that's also in Sanhedrin over there, in the same Omid. So he was going around measuring the graves in the Me'oras HaMachpelah. So he needed to go inside the place where the people were actually buried. So he asked Eliezer, who was standing in front of Avraham's kever, whatever that means, right? Is it all right to go in there? So I said, yeah, it's all right to go in there, although Avraham is lying in Sarah's arms, but that's fine. Because in that world there's no Yetzer Hara, and there's nothing embarrassing about that, so you can go in. But when he wanted to go into Odom HaRishon's Keva, Yotzes Obaskal V'Omro Nistakalto Bidmus Diyukne, that you looked at Avraham Avinu, okay, that's all right, because that's only Dmus Diyukne. But Bidiyukne Atzmo Altistakel. But Odom is on a high madrega, and Ki'ilu Kviyochol, Kviyochol, Kviyochol. If you're looking at Odom HaRishon, you're looking kviyochol at the Rebbeinu Shloim, you're not allowed to go in. And that's what the Gemara means over here. Yeah, that hasoite loya shel Yisroel ki'ilu soite loya shel Shechina, shenema moikesh odom yala kodesh. It uses the word odom over there, that's what the Mashal says over there. It uses the word odom because odom is merames to Odom HaRishon, and Odom HaRishon has the diuknoi of the Rebbeinu Shloim, and every person, every yid, I think it's talking about, yeah, is nichnas into that category, millions of miles distant, true, but it's still within the same category, that therefore if you hit a person, if you hit a yid, you're it's ki'ilu soite loyo shel Shechina. It's unbelievable. And that is what this Medrash is saying. He says, you know why you should hold V'haftel Arecho Kamoicho? Why should you be Oyev Recho Kamoicho and make sure that you don't want him to be embarrassed and you're Moinea embarrassment from him, even if you were embarrassed? The answer is because if you embarrass him or if you are happy if he becomes embarrassed, then what are you doing? You're doing... No, what was the Loshen? The Shechina. Because he has a Din Odom, and if you're embarrassing this person, it's Mamash Ki'ilu, you're embarrassing Kviyochel, the Shechina. So let's hear what Rabbi Akiva was saying. Rabbi Akiva again. Rabbi Akiva says, V'haftel Arecha Kamoicho, Ze Klal Godel Batayra. That's a Klal Godel Batayra. And Rav Tanchum said pshat, like what did he mean? Like where does this come from? This idea that it's such a klal gadol b'toyro. Omer Rav Tanchuma, im osiso ken da lemiato mevaze b'dmus elokim osa esan. And that is, in other words, the Chayyur is saying pshat in Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said, like what does it mean that it's a klal gadol? See, klal gadol is a difficult word to translate because, just like we said earlier, that you find certain expressions, certain terms used in different ways, so klal gadol is also one of those things. I want to know what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said that Vahavta Lerecha Kamoyer is a klal godel. What does it mean, klal godel? For example, you have in the seventh parak of Shabbos, klal godel amru b'Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, why do you call it a klal godel? So first the Gemara wants to say that it's called klal godel because there are ovos and toldos, so the whole bunch of ovos, the whole bunch of toldos, that's a big sugya, klal godel amru b'Shabbos. So that's called a klal godel. Then there's, you have klal godel in other contexts where it means other things. So what does it mean over here? Did Rabbi Akiva mean klal godel, that after lerecha kamoicha is a klal godel? What does that mean? He says also maybe it's complicated. You never know. For example, going back to those stories which we mentioned before, where we didn't understand so well why Rabbi Akiva would just sort of ride roughshod over them. Why are you crying? That's a hurtful thing to say. Oh, yeah, Chaviven Yisurin. I'm not goyros your approach. Your approach under the circumstances is wrong, and I do not agree with it, and I won't accept it. What's going on there? I think that what Rabbi Akiva may have meant, and maybe that's what Rav Tanchum was trying to, or Tanchuma, that what he was trying to be matkish, that a human being is godlike legabe that. And I think that what he was trying to be matkish is that by v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, it's a klal godol, it's a very difficult halacha to live with. Why is it such a difficult halacha to live with? Because sometimes you have to do exactly the opposite to demonstrate your ava. And I think that is the pshat in the shaila, which I asked before, and which is really like the teichon of the shir. Like, what happened over here? Obviously, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva misinterpreted it. But what was there to misinterpret, and what was taka happening? The answer is that it's true that Rabbi Akiva was embarrassing his colleagues. When he asked them, why are you crying? He was giving them musa. He says, your job is not to be ordinary. Yeah, any shoemaker can come along and start crying if he sees shu'olim coming out of the Kodesh Kodashim. You are the manhigim of Klal Yisrael, so you have to know better. You have to look more deeply into the issue. You have to try and find out what is going on over here. And do the right thing, not do the wrong thing. If you would have used your head, you would have seen that fakir, it's a big nechama that the sholim are coming out. And you cannot afford to be superficial. I think that was the musa that he was giving them. You know what motivated him to give them that musa? V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. First and foremost, they themselves. He says, you can't be small, you have to be big. That's your fate. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave you these and these koichos, and if he gave you these and these koichos, so you have to be big. You cannot afford to be small. But he was a bigger ava than that. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, the whole of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael needs your leadership. Look, I'm the doy before you. One of these days, I'm not going to be here anymore. You're going to be the manhigim of Klal Yisrael. If you're going to be superficial thinkers, what's Klal Yisrael going to do? They can't deal with such leaders. You're going to lead them on the wrong path. Don't be superficial. Why are you crying? Ask yourself, why are you crying? And the same thing was by the Rav Eliezer when he was dying. Let him sort of cast around for another moshe. Oh, Rebbe was so wonderful because of this and this and this. Right? He didn't have time. The man's dying. When you're dying and you're lying on your deathbed and there are maybe a couple of minutes left or a couple of, I don't know, maybe whatever it is, you cannot afford to be sensitive to the small things, right? Adorabe, let them hear Shtikel Musa. Let them hear that your efforts at comforting him were somehow not worked out with sufficient care. If you would have really thought it through, you would have asked yourself, well, what ought a person to hear in the last few moments of his life? ought he to hear that, oh, you were a great person, and oh, we were going to miss you so much, and all these things? Yes, if you're talking about ordinary people, I guess that's a very nice thing to say. This was Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, and they were the manhigim of the Dor. Is that what a person's goal is when he's about to die? Is he going to be comforted by saying, oh, well, yeah, I helped a few people along? Maybe yes. Maybe there's more that's asked of him. Maybe I was the Rebbe of the Dor. And if I'm the Rebbe of the Dor, I need to know about the Chomer of Averos, and I need to know the efficacy of tshuva. Maybe there are more important things. You cannot be a lightweight if you are a Gadol. And that is determined by Vohavta L'Reicha Kamocha. And that is, I think, perhaps, what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said that Vohavta L'Reicha Kamocha is a Klal Gadol B'Torah. It's a Klal Gadol B'Torah because it demands very difficult things of you. Very difficult things. We could say, Vohavta L'Reicha Kamocha, I'm not going to be insulting to this person. Yeah. But that's only the beginning. It goes up to a point that you can have to be cruel in the service of Avas Rea Komecho. Cruel. In a way, he was being cruel to the people when he said Chaviv and Yisurin. Like he was making fools of them, Kilo. Right? He says, I deny your approach. It's not the right approach. I mean, he didn't say those words, but they were implicit in what he was saying. And why are you crying? I mean, what do you mean? What are you asking us why we're crying? We're good to Yidden, and we see foxes coming out of the Kodesh Kodesh. Yes, but that's not the way to deal with it. You have to deal with it like a Gadol B'Yisrael. A Gadol B'Yisrael sees the Nechama, which lies in the tragedy. Anyway, so that is maybe the answer to the question of how could it have happened to Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. Answer is that they were not at that level. They saw a cruel act of Rabbi Akiva, if they were around at the time, yeah, that he didn't care about saying Chaviv and Yisurin and sort of making fools of the others and saying, look, I mean, you can't say such a lotion, maybe I shouldn't have used that lotion. But he was showing them up. He was saying, look, why are you crying? Think about it. I don't think there's any other way to interpret it. And by the what do you call it also? The Chaviv and Yisurin. I mean, he must have known that they were going to be hurt. But his love of them, and his love of Klal Yisrael, and the determination to make sure that the leadership of Klal Yisrael should be a strong and good and healthy leadership, so that his V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha is a Klal Gadol. And sometimes it can be mechayev, a cruelty, kaviyachal. Because that is the tzura of love in that situation.